The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And it's the month of July where so many of us are sitting out in the wonderful sunshine, or we may be out on our boats, or we may be just hanging out on a patio as we're still, in many cases, sheltering in place, especially those of us who are 65 and over. And as a result, we're very fortunate today to have our wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements here with us to spend the hour. And we're going to talk a little bit, Daphne, about where we're at with the whole, we're now on our fourth month, aren't we, Daphne, of, dealing with this pandemic. It's overwhelming. So first, before we start, how are you coping with everything going on?
You know, thanks for asking, because, yes, I'm involved with our elders and our senior communities and care, but I had a kind of an aha moment last week that I'm helping so many people, and in the thick of all of this and in my own home, so I don't have a lot of interaction with other people, which is what I do typically on a regular basis. And all of a sudden, I realized that I had to give myself some extra grace, that I actually could be a person that was being affected by our isolation and COVID and our change of lifestyle and change of thinking. And for some reason, I just thought that I wasn't going to get affected. And so consequently, I want to share this story because I would venture to say a lot of our listeners may be experiencing some of the same feelings. And that's where it kind of is insidious. It sneaks up on you, and all of a sudden you might realize that your patience level is a little off, but yet you can still pull yourself together. Or maybe your energy level is different because now your daily routine is changing. Or now that we're going into our fifth month of this pandemic season of our life, we're like, oh my goodness, is this going to be what my regular days are going to look like? I'm not sure I like that. And so some of it might be very subliminal, but to all of you listening, pay attention to your body. Pay attention to your thoughts. Pay attention to your time that you're giving to yourself, whether you are a person who prays or meditates or, you know, listens to music, reads a book, journals, whatever it is. Please be sure to take that time for yourself. Last week I was able to carve out about 48 hours that I really worked hard on just being with me. And trying hard not to
hurt
my other families. Yeah. And I realized after that 48 hours how renewed I felt. And so to all our loyal listeners, renew yourself. Give yourself grace. Yes. Give yourself some time so that you can be grounded again. Because this is unprecedented time for us Americans. And it's affecting us. The ripple effect is so very great. And that's what we're starting to discover. And I think we'll get time to talk about during our hour today is that ripple effect and how to be consciously aware of it. But then also in our humanity, in our place of free will and empowerment, we can choose how we react to it. So
I'm
excited about this. Yeah, I mean, it takes more energy, but if you give yourself some of that time to recharge your batteries, to kind of acknowledge where you are at personally, not you and your spouse, not you and your mom, not you and your kids, not you and your coworkers, just you. Where are you at? And breathe through it.
Breathe. And you are absolutely hitting the nail on the head that, you know, there are things that we can, sometimes we tend to, especially those, if you're caring for a senior loved one, I will say a classic example of a family caregiver is somebody that will put themselves last often. And they don't think about taking care of someone else. They don't take care of themselves even as equal to taking care of someone else. And yet there's all kinds of things that are presented right now where there's the feeling of guilt of, you know, I should be there more for my parent, but, you know, at the same token, I don't want to put them in harm's way. I mean, are you finding a little bit of that struggle a little bit, Daphne? Of that
all the time.
Putting yourself
daily.
Out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's constant. And that's where the evolution of this period of time in our history is changing now. Now, one of the ripple effects is the family dynamics. And I'm seeing that very strongly. Also, the other place I'm seeing it is in our elder population of married spouses, husband and wife, and how they interact with each other. And what I'm anecdotally discovering through just my personal, you know, interaction with people is that there's one spouse that's needing a more pronounced amount of support, and the other spouse is getting disenchanted with that. They are they're tired. They don't know how to do it. They're not professional caregivers. And please, I mean, no disrespect, but they're 80 themselves. And so they have their own bodies to pay attention to. And your brain is synapsing differently and your energy level is different. You who are spouses and living together and usually very isolated, please try hard to find that space in your own house. I mean, articulate out loud, honey, I can't have the TV on. Honey, please stop snapping your gum. I'm just raw.
Yeah.
Say it out loud. Whatever it is, you know, you're clicking your fingernails on the table again. I'm on my last nerve. You know, please, we gotta be more attentive.
You're bringing up some really valid points, and I'm even finding that with my own husband. I'm learning to speak what I need. But the other thing is to also acknowledge that he's going through similar frustrations as I am. So to be gentle with each other. I think sometimes we all have a tendency because we're on edge to react. And sometimes it takes a little bit of effort to just say to speak, but also speak gently. And that is something that I'm learning to be, you know, more cognitive of, and to, you know, soften what I have to say rather than just coming out with it, you know, because I think
that's,
we're all on edge.
Suzanne. Yeah. Well, you bring up a good point. I mean, this is our family. We are with our family. So let's just stay on that wife, you know, cohabitating. We're with the people that we can be our very raw with. We can be ourselves. Mm-hmm. This is not our public persona. This is our private persona. And now it also is our public persona because we have no other place to go. And so we're exhausted. I mean, and that is where the extra minute, I mean, just take a breath, say what you need to say for yourself, say it with kindness, hear with kindness. Nobody's attacking anybody. That's not the intent of our exchange. You know, there's no attacking. It's mutual survival. Right. And many times I talk to families about the gift of care being moving someone from survival to living. I would like to suggest that we're all in some degree in survival mode. And when we're in survival mode, our adrenaline and our cortisol are running high, which means we're in fight or flight. And so these are God-given qualities. I mean, he made us this way. And so we're in fight or flight. And so many times we get to that defensive place rather than I'm just going to hear the words. I'm not going to make them about me. My spouse is telling me what they need. And you said so eloquently, Suzanne, think about your spouse is in the same fight or flight spot that you are.
Right.
So, you know, that's where you have to stop and breathe and say, am I attacking or am I just stating what I need?
Right. It really is. And I think, you know, with you, you're dealing with families every day and they have the added frustration of not only being, you know, with each other, but there may be some care needs that are arising due to the survival, quote unquote.
That's exactly right.
Mentality. So tell me, what are some of your What are some of the greatest challenges right now that are happening in regard to that in your work?
A theme that's coming up for me is family dissension. That, if there's multiple people involved, it's how do we communicate our perspective? Because in a family dynamic, everybody has their own role. Everybody has their perception and their gifts that they bring to the table. And what I am finding very, very consistently is the person who is most involved with the care of parents, even if it's at a distance, they're just the person that's ordering, groceries and they're getting them delivered, or they're getting the phone call that says, my hearing aid batteries are, I ran out, I need some more, or your mom is doing ABC. Whoever that person is in the family structure is wearing out. And then the rest of the family, and this is universal. So if you're going, oh my gosh, that's me, you're normal. Please don't beat yourself up. You're normal, and your siblings, usually it's siblings, aren't in the thick of things. And so they don't see things the same way you do. Now, this is not a new phenomena. This is not because of COVID. But because of COVID, I think the intensity of the exhaustion and the amount of difference in thought and perspective is greater because we're on edge. And so that's where
everybody
I think
is.
More than ever, more than ever is reach out to the people that know about this. Call Pinnacle. People besides me, but call me. Call Pinnacle Senior Placements. Mm-hmm. And let's just talk about this. I'm working with three families in this situation right now who mom and dad have been living at home, doing okay. Because of the ripple effect of COVID, things are starting to decompensate a little bit physically or mentally, and also emotionally, I might add. And so now things are more intense. And, three or two of the siblings who aren't in the thick of it are like, it's not that big a deal. They're still feeding. They're sick. They're not sick. They're making their doctor's appointments. They've got their medicine. What's the big deal?
Wow.
I propose to all of you, please, hear each other. This is kind of the theme of this segment, is to hear each other and have compassion. Be open-minded to really see another point of view.
And so, everyone, let's talk about that in our next segment. And in the meantime, before we switch off, how do people reach you, Daphne?
You can reach me at my website, which is pinnacleseniorplacements.com, or my phone number, which is an 855 number, 734-1500. That's 855-734-1500.
And Daphne will be right back right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.